Could you please take a moment to review the minutes from the last meeting? Motion to accept.
Motion that the accept is
second.
Proper movement second. Any changes? Any amendments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Public comments. Parents. Teachers. No comments, everything is great?
Everything is great, sir.
Good. General public. Sure. School report.
Prison report. So on Friday, April 28th, you guys know we had our first annual leadership day. It was actually a really, really good success. We had a nice turnout. Mayor came. We had a lot of parent representation and business owners and so forth. We got some really good pictures and videos on the Facebook page. You guys get a chance to check it out. But the kids loved it. They, you know, gave them some, made them feel good about themselves, and they did a great job. So we've already started the process for next year's leadership day, which will be around the same time next year. Students are finishing up their Smarter Balance test. They're in the process. So we're getting there. As you guys know, the results won't be shared with us until later in the summer. Eighth grade graduation this year is going to be held here, and it'll be on June 2nd, and then it'll be at 1 o'clock. So it'll be the first time we've had it here. We'll also be hosting the kindergarten graduation here as well, and that's going to be on June 6th, and we'll be looking at like 1:30 to 2:30 on a Tuesday for that graduation. So both of them are going to be here this year. Girls on the Run, we're coming to the end of that process, and we're going to have our annual 5K, which is going to be taking place this Saturday at the Riverfront. You can register up until
tomorrow night on the website. And then after that, you have to register on-site, but the fee goes up.
they're anticipating it's going to be hectic down there and suggesting anybody who wants to run to do it on the website by tomorrow.
So feel free, anybody want to put your running shoes on. 5K, it's not too bad. Eighth grade had a junior achievement trip that was on April the 7th, and that was good. Gave them some real life situations where they had to learn how to balance a budget. Some good life skills there. And chess team will be returning tomorrow. Chess team did well this year, but we didn't win it. But we had two teams in seventh place, and that was the 750 and under. And we also had a team.
What was that? 750?
The under 750 rating team.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were in seventh. We had our under 1,000 team, which is the immediate level. They were in 12th place, which was actually tied for 11th. And then our under 1250 team, which is the advance, we also came in seventh place. And we had some notable players. Stephon Smith, that's Mr. Smith, one of the disciplinarians. His son finished fourth in the nation.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Yele, she finished 27th in the nation.
What
Nicholas.
Did you say after that?
Yele?
Yeah.
She finished 27th. Nicholas Irvin, 17th. Rashad Wise, 68th in the nation. Miss Yates Starters, 42nd in the nation. And Jaheed Pruden, that was 56th in the nation. So they did well overall. They always put forth a good showing down there. One also notable to mention is Lahana Bell, which was her first chess trip. She really just started playing chess. She's actually the daughter of Mercedes. She works for Bravo, her daughter's in sixth grade. And she scored 3 points, which was kind of a big deal for her first national chess tournament. And like I said, she just started. So they're doing some good things with the kids. They're doing some real good things.
How many teams
were there? There was 5,500 players and 600 schools. They said this one was actually the largest tournament.
Largest
one.
So it was the largest that they had.
Yeah.
Come back last night. And they were saying that it was a pretty significant difference in the number of people who played this year versus last year. It's like
mm-hmm.
Tournament.
5,000 people in one trip.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
They had some tough losses. Manny Yates was actually running undefeated through four matches.
Really was she?
And she lost. She lost on Sunday morning.
Oh, wow, she was undefeated on Sunday.
And to your point, Mr. Smith's
son
was just on fire.
Yeah, that's what they said.
He was killing it. And his dad has to give up his phone. His dad said that if he went six,
uh-huh.
out of seven, he could have his 6+ or whatever.
Oh, so you got
it. So I was playing. I'm in there downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I went 3-2 versus the kids.
Yeah,
but I was smart enough not to play 7th and 8th graders. He's like, yeah, I get this phone. No, but I was very proud. They played. The kids were phenomenal. And then I'll just follow up again on the leadership there.
Appreciate it.
The school for coming together. And the kids, one of the kids was my tour guide from the leadership day, so it was for me and all that. So it was really good.
Yeah. Well, let me just comment as well. I thought the leadership day was outstanding. I enjoyed to listen to hear that we're going to be going to try to make him a man for him. Definitely possible.
I thought it was really well orchestrated the way you had it laid out, and how the kids will take you around and tour. One thing I hope that you will do, and I'm almost certain, or at least I hope you have, there were some key people that were here that should have been highlighted in those pictures, like the president of city council, the council representative for this district, Oliver, Xanthia. and the former president of city council, Theo Gregory. There were certain people that were here that those pictures should have highlighted them.
Okay. Adjustments.
You have to designate someone to get the big shots.
Right,
right.
Yeah, and that's one of our.
I brought him with me. That's why I wanted.
You have to let us know
initially. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Aside from that, charter school renewal, we met with DOE, so we're in that process. You know, the good thing is that they're saying it's going to be a little less paperwork this time around, but they're very supportive and helping us throughout the process, so. So good. For new hires, all positions filled, all new teachers certified eligible. Building operations, I know Jesse's going to talk about that a little later. We'll talk about the chiller will be installed on May 15th. And new fire panels and supplies have been ordered, so installation begin at the end of May. And the roofing patches, just to talk about the roofing patches and for a couple of leaks and whatnot. But that's all. So we have for.
I'm looking at the bottom of the report and the box that's filled in as a number of in school suspensions, number of out of school suspensions. Both of those, well, I guess as a total, seem high. And especially the out of school.
I think running around this time to be May, you know what I mean? To be May and with 750 kids, this actually either is on par or it might even be a little, I think it's on par about to where we were last year. In school is always higher because, you know, that's trying to prevent, you know what I mean, from doing the out of school number. But I'm pretty sure that the out of school number is pretty much on par. We only have 3 months or 3 months, 3 weeks, about 3.5 weeks left of school. You know what I mean?
Do you have any idea how the overall in that particular area is shaping up where they haven't totaled everything up?
Meaning, when you say
in terms of just that, the total suspensions, number of in school, out of school. You know what that, how a running total for the year, what's that?
That's what it is. Are you thinking for the month?
No.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. That is cumulative. Right, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, you should spend a lot of
money. No, that's not 60 for the month. No. Right.
If I remember well, these numbers are a whole lot better than they were last year.
Yeah.
I think 1 year, it was up to close like 200.
Yep, maybe.
It was
not.
It was.
Stop. Yep. Very good. Move to the school financials.
Okay. All of the state and local funds are in. The only other funds that we have trickling in throughout the remainder of the year would be grant funds. You can see that we are doing good. We have a favorable variance with our year-to-date revenues and anticipating a better, more favorable year-end. We've also been successful with keeping expenses down. So at the end of April, we have a positive variance of like $500,000 and 1.8 cash on hand. Were there any questions about anything. It's nothing glaring or from the month before. You can see it's actually two page fives. One is March and one is April, because we have to post, even though we didn't meet for March, we still have to post the March numbers.
Any questions on the financials? Motion to accept?
So moved.
Second, Mel Brown.
Proper move and second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
The Finance Committee meant to discuss the budget. We know that there are going to be some additional cuts this year. We're hearing our unit count formula is supposed to go down. So we're supposed to get approximately 65,000 less in the unit count formula.
Just for clarity, that's a funding from the
state.
From the state. That's
right.
Not cuts being made by us.
I haven't heard of any additional cuts as of yet that are affecting the charters. I know that there are some additional ones that are affecting the schools, the district schools, but so far, this is it. Okay. We are anticipating at this moment 127,000 surplus. This is mainly due to us receiving the 21st Century grant. We were approved for 240,000, and in addition, the Christina School District settlement of 150,000 that we are to receive going forward.
This includes the new step systems that we talked about over the last few months.
Yeah, the salary figures include the new
salary system.
Yeah, for the teachers and the paras.
Yes.
However,
still some pending.
So this is not going to be the
final. This will be the final. There may be some changes. But the changes
will not be major.
Yeah, and for teachers and paras, the changes are reflected.
Right, for teachers and paras, it's reflected. So that's, if you look on, you can see all the breakdowns. When you get to the other employment costs, those numbers were given to me by the state so that we know that they're going to be accurate. The majority of other things were based on either contracts or prior year numbers. With the repairs and repairs by outstanding vendors. I have a sinus infection. Jesse and I got together and decided what things needed to be done for next school year, especially in the summer, the different projects that were needed. So you'll see them there. Other than that, did anyone have any questions about?
And this also factors in any changes to transportation.
Yes, it does. It's based on the transportation contract.
Okay. Overall, I thought it was a good budget pack for a good child. Like I said, we have a couple of just fees that are also as to that, but for the most part, I think the budget is solid.
I can tell you that from the finance committee point of view, budget's very, very sound, and the overall score is still very fiscally sound. So that's good. It's certainly different than some others. So very good job, Dad.
Thank you.
Motion to accept the FY 2018 budget.
Second.
Michael Christie's motion.
Proper movement and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries.
So, this next piece, this will be great because that's the ball on the sword. Was, as I said, traveling this weekend and ran out. And grab the wrong folder. I don't have my folder with my reports. I just send it up to the board.
Or you can just give us a basic overall.
But we're in good shape. We haven't had any major expenses. Our running account balance hasn't changed by very much. We've got very little expense. The only expense that we'll really have in the foreseeable future will be the charter school retreat, which will be a charter school conference, which is local, so that'll even not be a major expense. I think the chess team is in good shape, but I told Principal Earl, once the receipts are tight, total, if there was a deficit, that the board would definitely consider taking a look at that. And last year, what we asked the school to do was to put together all the money they received versus all the expenses, and we closed whatever gap there was. This year we did so well, I don't think that'll be necessary, but if it is, we'll do it again.
I think that the only other cost that's kind of pending is certainly the roof cost.
Absolutely.
And that's something that I think Jesse will touch base on when we get to the operations.
I was going to say that at some point we're clearly going to put out a major amount for capital expense.
We're hoping not, but
yeah.
We should say it could cost.
My gut tells me we'll end up putting out something.
How about fundraising? I know we raised quite a bit of money for the chess team. I think that the costs were pretty much covered.
They were covered. Obviously, Cap Alpha Psi gave a very major donation. One thing that I'll share with the board is there were at the leadership day a couple that no one recognized. No one could kind of figure out who they were. We have found out who they were. I don't know, Mr. Principal told you that, but we did find out who they were. They're like chess enthusiasts. They had given a donation to the chess team. They heard about the leadership day, and they just kind of came out. And people spoke to them. I spoke to them. Everyone thought that someone else invited them, but they just kind of were here. But I think just a good example of kind of laying the seed, of getting some good contacts. Principal L is going to write them. And I think that the school did a good job of tracking names on the sign-up sheet. So So I'll tell my principal about this weekend. I'd like to take a look at that. And I think that could be a starting point. First two, three communications aren't even asking for a dime. It's just things like, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for coming out. By the way, these are some awesome things that we're doing. These are some pictures from our chess team championships. Here's some pictures from Leadership Day. And I think it kind of set out like there. And it kind of lays the groundwork to, at Christmas time, to be able to say, hey, you got a gift. You want to send our way. So I think that's kind of our starting point.
Great. Is there a motion to accept the finance committee report?
So moved, Mr. Brown.
Is there a second?
Turn the last one, second.
Proper movement second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried. Curriculum committee.
Okay. We discussed in several previous reports about the Leadership Day. It was just a very well attended and executed event, so something that we plan to do, continue to do. The state testing has started, as was mentioned in the principal's report. Summer school is being organized and put as it's been before. Teacher Appreciation Day was just held. I think I got some memos on that. Some people commented on that. Thank you, Swander, for it. Did you order the...
Yes, I did. We had staff lunch sponsored by the board. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And on Tuesday, which was the actual teacher's day.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. And then the last thing just to mention is, because I missed the April board meeting.
Yeah, we didn't have April.
Yeah. Or, I missed March.
We all missed it.
It was Tuesday. Okay. And there was the multiplication day that the fourth grade did. Mm. And that went over. And it was for those people that. Came down to a tie. They were basically doing the timetables up to 12. Mm-hmm. So it came down to a tie, so they told the two students we were 13 times hit. Mm-hmm. And somebody was eliminated that could not figure out that 13 times 3. Mm-hmm. That's going to change. So that was exciting. It's something that they'll do. I think they'll continue. That's, I mention that because of multiplication, the multiplication, as all of us are aware, we had when we were in school, the multiplication critical in terms of moving on to the next level.
What grade was that?
That was fourth grade. Now, they're moving it down. In fact, the state test really, the Common Core requires it at third grade. So it's something that we need to really think about and work on. Some other things. So that concludes my report this whole particular night.
Super. Motion to accept.
So moved, Reverend Moore.
Second, Mel Brown.
Proper moving second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
We are finalizing the salary for the administrative staff and the food service workers and those who were not included in the initial exercises that we did to finalize the salaries for the paraprofessionals and teachers. Hope to have that by the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we'll have that all finalized and we'll begin the new school year with everybody's salary intact. We're also finalizing the head of school performance measurements. And I will be meeting with Principal L one more time before I send out the information to the full board as far as his response to those measurements. And that's it.
Any questions? Motion to accept.
Motion.
Turn it last plus a second.
Properly moved in second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any extensions? Motion carried. Operations committee.
Thank you, Jesse Warner, Facilities Manager, Bravo Building Services. Right now, we have two projects underway at the same time. The replacement of the building management system for the boiler and the chiller. The original system that here we have is operating on Windows 98. If the system crashes, you're going to have to replace it anyway. You're dead in the water. It's no longer made and no longer supported in any of the current operating systems. So the new panel has been installed. They're building the new computer. Will be upgraded to Windows 10 as we speak. So we should have that done probably by the end of next week. Now, the fire panel and all the control modules, the new panel is in place, and it's slowly starting to loop over some of the old modules for smoke heads, transistor switches, to the new system. That'll be built for and done by the end of this month. That project will take a little bit longer for the fire panel because it's a more in-depth process, but those will both be built. And as we spoke about before, we're looking to do the lighting upgrades with emergency lights. I spoke with Jerry and Emil about that, and we have some other companies coming in. But the basic proposal right now is around $16,000. And all said and done, give or take, including new batteries, which would be about 60 batteries. It's 6 per box. So we're going to have some other people come in, see if we can get that price lowered a little bit. And if we can, maybe look at getting the batteries cheaper ourselves. That's meant to save a little bit of money. We've also had some roof leaks over 5th grade wing. You had to have repaired. This segues into the roof that we're trying to get redone. I met with a company called John Roofing and got a proposal for about $160,000 to replace the roof.
Is that the whole roof?
How much
that,
you got, Jesse?
If I remember correctly, it was about $160,000. That was last year. And speaking with Jerry, we decided to see if we can get solar done. Now, if we are able to solar panels on the roof. Now, if we're able to get solar panels installed on the roof, hopefully we'll be able to build in an allowance for a new roof to little or no cost. Now, the first company, Fister, was not able to get the deal done, so I'm meeting with the company now called Amani Energy. I had a first meeting with them, did a walkthrough, get the initial ideas of what they were looking for, gave them the bills for the last year for energy. And my second meeting with them, we had their partner, KW Solar, come in. So Jeffrey seems to think he can get some other deals and incentives from the state that the other company could not. And I'm looking to get this done with little or no out-of-pocket expense to the school. So, I mean, I can't guarantee there won't be, but I'm not going to let this one die until I exhaust all avenues that I can think of. For upcoming projects, we're going to be doing locker painting. You can pick and choose which floor you want to do at a time. Plus getting the third and first floor wood floors re-sanded and redone to match the second floor. That's for the upcoming summer. Plus our general cleaning, whatever sheetrock work, painting that we have to do, buffing, stripping, waxing, through that. So we'll have all that scheduled and ready for the summertime.
Do we have any kind of date when we think that the parking lot lights would be?
Yeah, well, I had one company come in. I got a proposal from Delco Electric. Emil sent the one guy in, so waiting on a proposal from them. Right now, the existing proposal from Delco was $13,600. Now, to replace all 27 wall packs and upgrade the existing parking lot light heads from 400-watt metal halide lights to LEDs. You can eliminate the need for a ballast and a bulb. No more bucket trucks. No more having to rent the lift to change the light in the parking lot. It's direct power. They're going to last longer, save energy upon startup, and just be more brighter and generally just more energy efficient.
And do we have any kind of date? Are we looking at June, July, or?
That could more likely be a summer project because there's a lot of work done, and it'll be just better weather and just a little bit longer hours to get that done. Because some of the lights, it looked like they were original to like when LED first came around. Mm-hmm. But they're old lights. Even though they may have been recently done, they're not functioning properly.
This is not necessarily you, but this is a reference to the operations committee. The ID system. Any updates on that? You guys know?
I think that would be IT Jeff.
I thought that Ms. Yates and Principal Al were working on that.
Yes. The last thing I saw was Mr. Yates was supposed to be following up on that.
Ms. Yates and Principal Al were working on that.
Okay. All right. So you can get an update this next moment. And brownfields?
The brownfield run, as we stated before, we're going to monitor how green the grass came back in the brownfield. You know, as I drove in today, I kind of slowed coming around. Mm-hmm. I don't see any brown spots out there.
Oh, there's some.
Huh?
There's definitely some brown spots.
Are there? Okay.
In some spots, the seed just did not take.
Just didn't take?
So, right field was here last week. They're looking to come in and then dig down a little bit deeper, till up the soil, and then reseed it again with maybe just a better quality seed,
okay,
and see if that will work.
There's not a big square footage out there. But
no. It just patches. Of
patches.
Some of them are 3 to 4 feet. Some of them are 5 to 10 feet.
Well, so this city boy look good out there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was going to kind of suggest, you know, because I know in our last minute, so we had said that once the grass came back, and if there was no problem, we were going to close the subject. So why don't we just keep it open for like another month? And if next month, you know, all the brown spots are gone, I think we can probably close the subject of monitoring the brownfield and get ready for the playground that should be forthcoming.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to touch on a couple of points. I too thought that there was a board meeting in April, so I did show up in the building, and me and Jesse had our own stand-up board meeting out there, and so we talked about a couple of the issues of which he's just talked about. So the fire alarm panel is currently underway, and the exposure there is about $24,900. The second part of that is going to be the upgrading of the devices, which is the horns and strobes. That is going to be about $14,500, okay? Just to give everybody a sense of some numbers. With respect to the emergency lights, as Jesse talked about, $16,000, that's broken between $7,000 of wall packs.
And the boxes.
The packs that you see sticking out of the ceiling right there. And then the batteries that feed those puppies, about another $9,000, giving us a total of $16,000. Outside lights are $13,900. We're going to try and see if we can get some better prices, okay?
Sure.
I'm going to contact an associate of mine, and so is Emil. The automatic temperature control system for the chillers, that's about $24,500, okay? Just so everybody who's keeping score understands it's an expensive house to run. All right?
Yes, it is.
What is that for?
For the chiller, the automatic temperature control, the ATC system.
Or what they call a building management system.
Yeah, building management system. Okay.
And that's for both heat and air.
Yes.
That's both heating and cooling, right. Okay. And that's about $24,500. Okay. The brownfield, the roof, ID, parking lights, heating. Mm-hmm. Is, I think, where we're at. So other than the routine stuff that happens during the summer period, mm-hmm, I don't know if there's anything else on
just
the list that's going to...
Yes. Major projects would be the paint of the lockers and the wood flush.
Okay. And hopefully teachers, administrators, do you guys see anything else that we need to be aware about in the building? If not, I'm sure Jesse would know about it. So I'm going to assume that that's the end of the list that we have, for at least right now.
How are the bathrooms?
The bathrooms are good. That'll be coming up next year.
I know. I'm staff-wise.
Okay.
I see some not so good. I mean, are they clean? Do you smell the bathroom?
Not on the third floor.
No.
They're good on the third floor.
Okay. if it needs some more care, I mean, Martin, then let's do it. Yeah. Let's don't.
The same thing with your classroom spaces. I mean, just want to commend Jesse. I think that this crew is maintaining the time I build. Every time I walk into this building, I'm impressed by the cleanliness of it. So hopefully, it's a reflection of what you guys, the classroom is also like. If it's not, let us know so that we can at least become attuned to it, okay? That's all I got, and I'm hoping that. That we are successful with the solar panel, as I think the roofing project at $160,000 is on the low side, guys. If it comes in at that value, I would be quite impressed. But I know last year when we were looking at that, we were looking at a slightly higher number, you know, to do this building.
I think you're right. For some reason, that number sticks in my head, but I thought it was about $160,000. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I have to look at the proposal again and see what the number is.
I think when we started looking at it, we were concerned about $200,000.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what made us look at the masonry. So.
Well, the company I came in was a company called Jotun Roofing, and they gave me the proposal. They're a rather large company.
Okay.
So they can do a roof this size in a week.
Right. Okay. So that's what the operations committee has to report. So I know that we've all talked a lot about the state of affairs here in school and how much is directly attributable to Jesse. So the board and the administration drafted a letter to the founder and president of Bravo. Okay, and I'm just going to take a quick minute to read it. And this letter that went to Ms. Karen Martinez. Who is the founder, president, and CEO of Bravo Service Group. Dear Ms. Martinez, the board of directors and the school administration of Thomas A. Edison would like to take this opportunity to recognize your employee, Jesse Wardnick, facilities manager at our school, for the fantastic job he is doing. From the very beginning, Jesse has been a dedicated and hardworking member of our school community. He always goes above and beyond to ensure his job is done correctly and timely. Jesse is here extended hours, including some weekends, making sure our school is safe and clean and projects are completed. He truly cares about our school and the staff and takes a great pride in his work. His rapport with the teachers and the students is commendable. Jesse is a valuable member of the Edison team. You should be proud to have an employee of this caliber working for your company. Sincerely, signed by Principal L and also by Ron Pickett, the board president. So, Jesse, personally, I on behalf of the operations committee, it is a breath of fresh air working with you as compared to your predecessor that you worked with. Not to say that they were a bad company, but as this letter clearly states, you definitely take personal pride and responsibility in what you're doing here, and it is definitely a day and night difference that we're making our school. So for that, we thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
Okay. So hopefully this makes its way into his file, okay?
Or back to his boss, right?
Thank you, Jesse. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Any questions for the operations committee?
I want one thing. You know, Brown, just checking, are all these going to go in this year's budget, or are we going to carry anything over for next year?
The fire panel and the building management system will go into this year's budget. We're already working on that done, so that should be billed by the end of this month. So that'll be done. Then the other projects, the only one that was up in question was the emergency lighting. But I think you want to get another proposal on that one, just to make sure.
We'll give
it
to
yeah.
We have to have at least.
I think the foundation is going to pick up this tab, am I correct? Some of these capital projects.
Depends on when they fall.
Depends on when they fall. So I don't think it's going to be part of the school operating budget. Okay.
But I would think the lighting should be able to do.
Right. Okay. So we'll look at it. End of my presentation, thanks.
Motion to accept.
So moved, Reverend Moore.
Second, Emil Brown.
Properly moved and second. Any questions?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Executive Committee, the playground, we will
certainly move forward with that when Brownfield permits it. As far as new business and open discussion, the charter school renewal, I know that they met with the school as far as the state goes. They also met with me. So when the application and the information comes out, I guess we will start to huddle and get the information that we need to move forward with the application. I know that it will be different than in previous years. I'm being told that it will not be as cumbersome as it may have been previously, and that a lot of the information that they were asking for, the state had, and they're going to fill that information out for us. So I think this will be more of a cooperative effort, and certainly a strategic effort that we all need to be a part of. So that's all that I had. Any other items?
I want to put something on record. This is Mel Brown. I'd like to compliment the staff this year. I think communications are a heck of a lot better than previous years. The activities and events, the leadership, you saw the pictures. You know, we were able to make it as a board. You saw board members there, and that goes to the communications. I think that goes a long way of improving each year. It's getting better, so I want to thank you for that. The other thing I want to ask about was the charter school conference. Who's going from staff?
Everyone here except Ron.
Everyone.
The staff.
Oh, staff. I'm going. Ms. Cortez is going. And I think that's it. Principal Al said that he may go for a day or two, or a couple days.
Can you send a list out so we have everyone's cell phone so we can get together?
So we can get together to possibly meet.
Yeah.
Wait, Ron, you're still not going, right? Because I don't have you for
no. Okay. I mean, if I do anything, if I can do a pop-up, I will try, but I mean, it's not going to be unfortunate.
It's just a lot easier to know who's going to be there when we set up the sessions and all that.
Yes. Yeah. Any other items? Motion to adjourn?
So moved. Reverend Moore.
Second, Bill Brown.
I'd like to talk
any
questions.
Just
all in favor? All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I don't leave. I need to decide.
Don't leave.